Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
He is Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter, by Andrew Wagner. Drew, how you doing, buddy?
Did Charlie pick that song out? Because, man, does that capture my essence.
It does.
Dark and brooding like myself.
Yes, dark and brooding like yourself. You are truly a treasure. When are you coming to get your Bengals Joe Burrow stuff? Do I just save that till what? How long am I saving this for?
Well, let's see how well he does tonight. How about that?
You are not some bandwagon jumping fan, are you?
No, I'm not some bandwagon jumping fan. I don't have any more room in the corners of my house to put Bengals stuff for it to sit and think about what it's done until it decides to start behaving again. So, yeah. No, I'll come by. I'm a busy man in the off season.
I know you are.
I'm like Cosmo Kramer over here.
Yes, you are. All right, let's talk about this Milwaukee Brewers team and what's happened so far this offseason, because quite a bit of stuff has happened this offseason, obviously, with the Brewers. I think the first thing that I'm most happy about, and most importantly, is Pat Murphy being extended for a couple more years here as Brewers pitching coach.
You mean Chris Hook?
Chris Hook. What did I say? Pat Murphy?
Okay, whoops. You scared the crap out of me. Like,
did I miss a story?
did I miss something and I have to...
No, Chris Hook. Sorry. Yeah, I misspoke. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably the smartest and most important move this organization can make. You know, it's funny. I was talking to Mark about this after the clinch game, and you know, he talks about continuity enough. And we were looking over at Chris Hook, and he actually said to me, "Remember how mad people were when we let Derek Peterson go to the Reds?" Derek Johnson. Yep. And I'm like, yeah, everyone hated your guts and thought you were a cheap ass. And well, look what happened. And he's like, you know, continuity is important. And, you know, Chris Hook is one guy in a very large operation that the Brewers have here in terms of developing pitchers. But I mean, he has overseen this whole thing. He has got the mechanics in place. He is like the general contractor, to put it into terms that only I'm going to understand. You know, he knows the right people on the right stuff and knows how to get through to guys, knows how to work with them. It's just, you can't say enough about Chris Hook as a person. And then you look at the numbers and they speak for themselves. I mean, this has been the best. I think it's only the Dodgers have a better overall ERA in the National League since Chris Hook took over as the Brewers pitching coach.
With a lot more money spent on said pitching staff than what the Brewers have. Now, they did lose one coach to the trader down in Chicago, Quinton Berry, who obviously was the first base coach, but he was also in charge of base running for the Milwaukee Brewers. And as aggressive as they were last year, that was kind of all his deal. Pat Murphy gave him all the credit in the world, said, "I just said, go ahead, do what you want to do, go get it, let's be aggressive." And they were. My thought on this was, does this affect how aggressive they will be next season now moving forward now that he is gone?
I mean, I yes and no. I mean, I don't see them changing their philosophy all that much. I mean, my guess is they're going to go out and get someone who's just as good at coaching base running. And the numbers might be a little bit different anyway, even if Q Berry would have been there, because people are going to be scheming and planning for the Brewers to be more aggressive just after what they saw last year, and realizing this is the way we're going to have to stop them. So I don't think it's going to change things too much. I don't expect the Brewers to all of a sudden be a smash and bash kind of team. They're going to keep running. They're going to keep being aggressive. They're going to keep trying to manufacture runs, and that's what works.
I'm going to go down a path that I know you're going to hate, but we're going to go anyhow because I want to have the conversation. And that is free agency and the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, we all expect them to lose Willy Adames. I saw one projection on ESPN for him to make $27 million a year over 6 years. There's no way, obviously, the Brewers are going down that path. However, the Brewers in prior years have gone down the path of one-year deals with the Moustakas, with the Grandal, whoever the case may be. At the end, they go get one guy, put a bunch of money into him, and hope it works out. If it doesn't, no harm, no foul. You payroll's off the salary books after that year, and you move on. Now, our guy, Bob Nightingale, referenced the fact that the Brewers could have their eyes on Paul Goldschmidt in free agency. He said that before the season was even over. I saw a projection for him of 1 year, $19 million. Then we saw an article we talked about yesterday on MLB.com by Feinstein, who MLB writer over there, who has the Brewers as one of three teams on Max Scherzer possibly going to, because again, coming off of $43 million last year, there's no way he's making that much. He'll come much cheaper than he was because he can't stay healthy. Of those two, if you had to go one at, say, $19 or $20 million a year, which would you prefer?
Probably, I mean, I think just in terms of fit, probably Scherzer, because you go out and you sign Goldschmidt, where are you going to play him? You know, you've already got, but you've already got the situation there locked up with Rhys Hoskins. You're paying him a pretty damn penny. Where are you going to play Yelich on a lot of days when you've got your outfield kind of overloading? You're trying to manage his back. I mean, I think both would be great fits. I think both would be great players to have. But I think in terms of practicality, you're probably looking at Scherzer over Goldschmidt.
Right. So now let's talk about the starting rotation, Mr. Wagner, and have that conversation. Because as of right now, we don't know about Woodruff, right? So I'm going to go with the assumption that, you know, Woodruff, it will be in this rotation here at some point, hopefully in the beginning of the season, whether it's opening day or after that. So right now, that rotation is Woodruff, Myers, Peralta, Savali. Those are the front four in whatever order. Then that fifth spot is up for debate, right? Because then it's Ashby, it's DL Hall. There's a bunch of different guys that could be in that conversation, and you don't feel bad about either one of those options, Ashby or Hall. I mean, this starting rotation probably will be better next year than what it was this year.
Absolutely. I mean, this rotation is going to be pretty solid moving forward. I mean, they're going to have a lot of those guys for a while, and there's not bad options there. I think DL Hall is probably the front runner going into the season. It's kind of his job to lose. They like what they saw at Ashby coming out of the bullpen, so you could see him continue in that role for a little bit if need be. They've got the makings of a good pitching staff moving forward.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's
better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
really do. And that's kind of the key to their success. I mean, it's always going to come down for every team. It always comes down to pitching when you have the offense to back it up. And for all the question marks that they had over the last year, this is turning into be one of their strengths again moving forward. Now, is it going to be like Burns, Woodruff, and Peralta? No, probably not. But being able to have all that depth that they burned through last year, you know, through all those injuries, and being able to have all those guys at their disposal is going to make it a pretty formidable unit.
We have Silver Slugger Awards coming up here. They're going to be announced on Monday. They have three guys in the running as far as finalists go. Willy Adames is a finalist. William Contreras is a finalist. And Jackson Churio is a finalist as well. And this is an award that's been presented each year since 1980 to baseball's best offensive performers at each position. The manager and three coaches from every major league team cast their votes for the winners. Of those three, do you think any of them win their position?
I mean, I don't see how any of them can't. I mean, Willie seems like a shoo-in for the NL Silver Slugger at shortstop because it's by league, right? Yeah, it's
yes.
By league. No shortstop had a more, in terms of the standard numbers, impressive offensive season than Willy Adames. I mean, that's why he's going to get paid this year. Jackson Churio should. But there's probably more competition in the outfield than there's going to be at, say, catcher or shortstop. I think the most logical in order are probably Adames, Contreras, and then Churio.
Something that was pretty interesting. Churio ended the year 20 years old, 203 days at the end of the season. Other 20-year-olds that have won the Silver Slugger Award, when you go back and you look at it, Fernando Valenzuela, who just passed away for the pitcher position, 20 years old, 338 days. And then after that, you have 21-year-olds of Trout, A-Rod, and Pujols. If Churio wins the Silver Slugger, he will be the youngest in MLB history to do it. Jackson Merrill is up for that. Profar is up for it. Suzuki of the Cubs and Teoscar Hernandez of the Dodgers are the other finalists for that position.
Yeah, I think Teoscar might get the nod there. He just had a ridiculous season. The outfield's a little bit more, competitive in terms of other candidates, but I think Adames is a shoo-in right now for that award.
What do you think the Brewers do at third base? Obviously, going into spring training last year, Andrew Wagner, there was talk of Frelick playing third base. Then Garrett Mitchell got hurt, and Frelick had to stay in the outfield, and that's pretty much where he resided for most of the regular season. Then Sal Frelick went and won himself a gold glove on top of it. We talked earlier about the outfield. I mean, Perkins was second in gold glove in center field. So you got two potential gold glovers out there. That's not including Garrett Mitchell and obviously Christian Yelich, who with what he's getting paid is going to play here regardless of what happens to everybody else. What do they do at third if it's not going to be Sal Frelick?
I mean, I wouldn't rule third base Sal Frelick out of the picture just yet. You know, they've got some guys in the minor league system that they think can handle it. Brock Wilkin, Tyler Black is in that group. They haven't ruled those dudes out. I would not be shocked at all to see Sal go out there and get his reps at third. If they do, in fact, move Ortiz over to shortstop, if, in fact, Adames does, you know, go elsewhere. It wouldn't shock me at all if they put Sal over there and say, all right, have at it, kid. Because from all reports, he was handling it pretty well in spring training and Cactus League play. And I mean, they were itching to get him out there at third during the season, and it just didn't line up that way. So I wouldn't be shocked if they go for it again. I mean, a gold glover is a gold glover. You have instincts. You know what you're doing. You know how to play defense, and it's just a matter of learning the different position. And, you know, Frelick talked about this on his gold glove Zoom call. Like, he loved the work over there. He feels comfortable with it, and he's ready to do it again if they want him to.
Time with Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. One last one. Devin Williams, will he be the closer for the Brewers on opening day, or will he be in another uniform?
That's a tough one. I'd say it's 50-50 right now. I think it's 50-50 right now. I think the fact that they have McGill and McGill showed that he can handle the job very well gives them a little bit more latitude to listen to deals. I don't think they feel like they're in some sort of rush to get it done. But I'd say 50-50. It's a toss-up.
The polling
would suggest it's a toss-up.
My polling suggests there's no chance he's in the opening day closer role for the Brewers. I mean, you don't pick up the option. You want to go to arbitration. We know how that goes for the Brewers. That's going to end horribly. So instead of making $10 million, he's going to make $8 million. To me, it makes sense that you do this because you plan on trading him and feel if you keep that salary down that somebody else may be willing to give you a little bit more or whatever the case may be. It doesn't make any sense to have him on the opening day roster and essentially go into the season in which you're expected to win the division and be in the playoffs, because if you do that, then you are definitely not trading him at the deadline if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And then again, you're not going to get anything of significance in return when he walks out the door.
Yeah, but I also don't think that the Brewers, or I don't think Matt Arnold, because listen, everyone else in baseball, the other 29 GMs know the situation, so they're going to go out there and try to lowball him. And I don't think Arnold is going to be fooled by lowball offers. He's going to make sure that he gets the right deal. I mean, he knows Williams' worth and he knows his shortcomings. I would say if the right deal comes along, yeah, absolutely. But I don't feel like there's a ticking of him. I mean, I don't think they're as scared about losing guys in free agency as they once were, because they keep winning. And if they have a better chance at getting to where they want to go, which is deep, deep, deep into October, and Devin Williams is part of that, well, they're going to take they showed it with Willie Adames. You know, they're going to take that chance if it's there.
He is Andrew Wagner. Check him out at Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Mr. Wagner, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
I'll come see you soon. Go Bengals.
I'm looking forward to it. Take care. There he is, Andrew Wagner. Again, follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.